You're listening into KATE Sports as we get ready to broadcast the Albert Lea boys hockey game against Mankato East here on KATE Radio. I'm joined over the phone by the head coach of the Albert Lea boys hockey team, Jason Fornwald. Coach, thanks as always for calling in to talk to us. I want to start just talking a little bit about hockey day and a tough loss for you guys against Waseca. You mentioned when we talked before about the game against John Marshall, maybe playing down to the competition. And when you look at the shots on goal and just the way the game went, I have to imagine there's a similar feeling walking off the ice Saturday, yes?
Sorry, Nate, but absolutely not. We didn't play down to Waseca's level. We competed to our highest level. We threw 60 shots on goal. They had a goaltender that stole the game for them. Those can happen in the game of hockey, unfortunately. We're not happy with the result, but we certainly can live with the result knowing that we left everything on the ice that game. Was really proud of the boys, the way we battled back to take the lead in the third period. Unfortunately, a couple tough bounces late for Waseca in Waseca's favor changed the outcome of the game, and as a result, unfortunately, that was a loss. But very pleased with our boys' effort, and absolutely no reason for them to hang their head whatsoever.
Right, that makes sense. I'm glad you clarified. In the game, though, while it was in a loss, Campbell Sykos did get his moment in his last game. Of course, the ceremony beforehand, and then he ties the thing up in the third. Everyone, of course, celebrating huge. They know how important it is. What's going through your head as all that's happening? As you know, that's the last game he'll play out there for you.
Absolutely pure elation for Campbell. Whether or not we won that game, I don't think that's going to be the memory that he's going to have. It's going to be that big slapper from the point to tie things up with about 6 minutes left. And the standing ovation that he received from the crowd before the game and after the game, getting player of the game honors. So I really hope that, Campbell takes away good memories from his time with the Albert Lea Tigers. I know it was a very emotional day for him and for the rest of us. And again, couldn't be more happy than I am with what he was able to bring on Saturday as far as effort. He probably played 40-plus minutes of a 51-minute hockey game. He left everything out there as the rest of our boys did.
Did it feel odd starting the week not having him out there with the team in practice?
Yeah, it's we make the adjustment and we move forward. He's still going to be with us on the bench when he can. He's a very heady individual that's going to help us on the bench with seeing the game. And he provides a great presence on the bench to our boys. They're still going to look up to him. Even though he's injured, he's going to be a big part of our team moving forward the rest of the year.
We've talked about how he's kind of impossible to replace with all that he does with the off the ice and what you talk, being there on the bench, and that will still be there. But as far as on the ice goes, what's the change that you'll make in the rotations to try to replace his minutes? Who are the players that will take on a bigger responsibility to try and fill that hole?
Well, first and foremost, senior captain Danny Chalmers is going to be called upon to carry more of the load on the power play, as well as more significant minutes throughout the games. We've got senior Carson Stadheim, who has been showing nice progress throughout the season, and he's going to be getting more minutes as well. We're going to be looking to Spencer Clark and Caden Sievertson to step up their games and really fill some of those important minutes as well.
Now, Coach, just looking forward a little bit, the game we're broadcasting is on Thursday, but we're recording this here on a Tuesday as you guys get ready to head over to Owatonna and face off the Huskies. You mentioned before when we talked last time, after a big win against Austin, even though it was a big win, it's still Austin, so it still matters. You have that I-90 rivalry, but now the I-35 rivalry comes in. How does Owatonna compare as far as just how important it is to you, the team, and what the rivalry means?
I think if you take a look at recent seasons, the more parity and the more equivalent rivalry over the last few years as far as what's on the ice is with Owatonna. They've gotten us the last 2 years, last year in overtime with, I believe, about 20 seconds left in our opening game of the season. And so we are extremely excited to play them today. I know we're going to match up well with them. They played Gentry Academy just the other day, who's, I believe, ranked about sixth in the state right now in single A, and they got beat 5-2, and that was the exact same score we got beat by Gentry as well up at up in Gentry. And we played that game also without Campbell in our lineup. So I know we're going to match up very well with this team. I'm excited for the game tonight, and I hope the boys come ready to play.
No, you took my stat away from me. I had the 5-2 thing ready for you too, Coach. But oh well, we'll move on. Last time against Mankato East, the game that we're have for you on Thursday, it was a tough one for you. Really struggled to get shots on goal. 16 on the day in a 7-1 loss. What do you recall from that game in December that Mankato did to keep you from getting shots on and getting the puck in deep?
They came at us really hard, and we weren't ready for it, plain and simple. We didn't have our A game. Was not one of our better games this year. We learned from that, and hopefully we'll come with a better effort come Thursday. Mankato East has a couple very skilled players, but we have to certainly match their intensity and their hustle, and we didn't do that the last time we played them.
One thing, I guess, in specific, aside from just the intensity, but on the ice, X's and O's, is there anything you try and do differently from a coaching standpoint this time against the Cougars? Was there anything you saw in maybe looking at tape from the first game or something they've been doing since that you think you can make an adjustment on?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to get pucks deep, too many turnovers in the neutral zone, a couple things that we definitely need to work on, and improving our breakout. They really hemmed us in our own zone. We got to do a much better job of getting our wings down low, center supporting the defense, and bringing a puck out with some speed. So those would be some things we definitely have to improve on for our next game against East.
We're getting into February now, Coach. That means we're getting into section tournament time. What are the goals for you as a coaching staff to try and get your team ready for that section tournament from now until tournament time? Where do you want to be?
Well, we just want to be playing our best hockey. You know, it's a very subjective process with regard to the section seedings when it comes right down to it. But at the end of the day, you got to beat everyone to go to the state tournament. And we truly feel that we still have a team that can beat anybody in our section. And I think our when we do bring our A game, our effort is there. And I've been really pleased with our last three games, JM, Austin, and Waseca. Each of those games, the effort level has been phenomenal. We've controlled the play. Like I said, we just didn't get the bounces in this last game against Waseca. And, hopefully the hockey gods will be smiling on us a little bit more as we move forward. And we just keep battling.
Jason Fornwald on the Albert Lee boys hockey team has Owatonna here tonight on Tuesday when we're recording, and then we'll have the game against Mankato East Thursday at the City Arena. Coach, we're looking forward, as always, to seeing the team out on the ice, and thanks again for calling in to talk to us pregame here on KATE.
You bet. Thanks, mate.